Okay, so this exercise is called Stop the Ants, and I'll explain what it is. But first, what I'd like you to do is just close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Breathe nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, out through your mouth. And as you focus on your breath, just allow yourself to settle into a comfortable position. Find a comfy spot for your head, for your arms, for your legs. It's usually best to not cross your legs or not cross your arms. Just allow your head to rest back comfortably and focus on your breath. Closing your eyes, breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Focusing all your attention just at the tip of the nose as you breathe in, inside the nasal passage. And then as you breathe out, just focus all your attention on the wonderful sense of release you feel as you let that breath all the way out. And with every exhalation, just allow your shoulders to drop down, your jaw to relax, the muscles at the corners of your mouth, the corners of your eyes to relax. Every exhalation is your opportunity to just release tension. And as you exhale, you may choose to imagine just blowing out tension and tightness, and perhaps it's tightness and tension is an energy that has a color. Perhaps it's blue, gray, or brown. But as you exhale, just imagine blowing that tension and tightness away, ridding your body of that tightness, and just allowing your whole body to relax. So breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, breathing in all the way down to your chest, and then exhaling and letting go. And with every exhalation, just feel your whole body sink down more and more comfortably into the chair, just relaxing, loose and relaxed. So just take a moment as I'm quiet to focus on your breathing to help you feel a little more relaxed. So this exercise, as I mentioned, so you can continue focusing on your breath while I explain the exercise. So just keeping your eyes comfortably closed, focused on your breath. So this exercise, as I mentioned, is called Stop the Ants. And ANTS stands for Automatic Negative Thoughts. ANTS is an acronym that stands for Automatic Negative Thoughts. This exercise is a cognitive restructuring exercise, which is just a fancy word for changing your thinking. This exercise will help you change the way you think. Automatic negative thoughts can be fast, can be automatic, and can be very intrusive. Automatic negative thoughts can be of an anxious kind, a depressive kind, an angry kind. We can have lots of different types of automatic thoughts. And these automatic thoughts cause us to feel certain ways. When we focus on the thought, believe the thought, we begin to feel things in our body. We begin to perhaps to feel anxious, so fluttery, feeling in our tummy, tightness in our chest, a shaky feeling, a nauseous feeling, whatever it might be. Or angry, and we begin to feel like our mind is racing, we're getting all ramped up, we could yell or scream or punch something, we're getting really agitated, we can feel it in our hands and our feet. Or perhaps a depressive, anxious, depressive automatic thought, where we're feeling small and overwhelmed and sad and hopeless, and we feel like we're shrinking more and more, burdened down more and more. So whatever kind of automatic thought we have, it causes us to feel a certain way. But in order for it to make us feel a certain way, we have to focus on the thought. We have to believe the thought. And this exercise is about changing the focus and challenging the thought. And you have the ability to change your thinking. You have the ability to choose what you focus on. You can instead choose to focus on positive, calming, realistic thoughts. Thoughts that are helpful versus destructive. Thoughts that are optimistic versus negative. Thoughts that are more fact-based versus just our imagination coming up with lies. You have the ability to choose what you focus on. And you can choose to focus on more calming, positive, realistic, fact-based thoughts. So what I'd like you to do now is bring back to mind a recent circumstance where you felt anxiety, sadness, anger, frustration, whatever it might be. Bring back a situation where you felt a reasonably strong emotion, moderately strong, substantially strong emotion. Bring that situation back to mind. Remember where you were, who you were with, what you were feeling in your body, what you were thinking. What were you thinking about you, about the situation, about the future, about the past? What were you believing about yourself? What were you believing about the other person or thinking? What was the worst thought you were having? Notice if you focused on it, if you believed it. Notice if the thought got even more stronger, powerful, even more negative. How strong, how repetitive did that thought get? What feelings did it cause in your body? Did you have anxiety, sadness, anger? How did it manifest in your body? Was there a tightness, a nauseousness, an agitation? A heaviness? Was there a blockage or difficulty breathing? Did you feel butterflies in your tummy? Were you shaking? Were you talking fast? What was happening in your body? What were the symptoms you were having in your body? Did you get afraid of the symptoms? Did you get afraid of the somatic sensations in your body? What emotion were you experiencing the strongest? Put a word to it. Was it self-doubt, fear, frustration, nervousness, feeling helpless, paralyzed, alone, vulnerable, incapable, confused, bewildered, skeptical, pessimistic, depressed, discouraged, guilty, despairing, angry, bitter, resentful, annoyed, hurt, tormented, dejected, sad, anguished, lonely, desperate? What one word best represents the strongest emotion you were feeling? Notice where you felt it in your body. Notice what you started to do as a result of the thought and the feelings. What were you doing? Did you ruminate? Did you pace? Did you yell? Did you scream? Did you cry? Did you get out of the situation, run away? What did you do or not do because of the thought that caused the feeling, that causes a behavior? Good, so remember all of that, bring it back to mind. So all of these things represent your worries, your anxieties, your fears, your wafts. Notice how your mind got hijacked, how you got frantic, didn't think so well. All because of that original one negative, perhaps catastrophic, anxious thought. Okay. So now what I'd like you to do is ask yourself, are you willing to change your thinking? Are you willing to think different things? Are you willing to challenge it, the thinking? Are you willing to change the thinking? Are you willing to think more positively? And if there's resistance to thinking differently, more positive, what is the resistance around that? Is there a fear of thinking more positively? Are you willing to think, to change the thinking? So, for example, whatever the situation may be that you brought to mind, ask yourself, is what you were thinking really 100% true? 100% true? Is it 100% true for other people? What's the difference? What makes you any different than other people? What is false? What is untrue about what you are thinking? Focus on that in your mind. What was untrue? What wasn't based in fact about what you were thinking? If your friend had this experience, what would you say to your friend to calm them down, to soothe them, to encourage them? Say that in your mind now. What's the worst that would happen if you simply believed in yourself? If you simply believed in yourself and believed in the positive thoughts, if you just simply repeated them over and over again, did an experiment and see what happens, what's the worst that could happen? Can you see how the negative thinking, the negative automatic thoughts are getting in your way? They're stopping you. They're causing you to doubt yourself. They're undermining your confidence. Is there some evidence that contradicts what you were thinking that you're ignoring? What's that evidence listed in your mind? Is this thinking reasonable? Is it not possible that a lot of people have this type of thought, but push through it? What's an alternative? Positive outcome than the one your mind predicted, which was likely catastrophic or negative? What's an alternative positive outcome? Most likely it's something of the nature you'd be fine, you'd be okay. You've done it before, you can do it again. Are you exaggerating the negative, ignoring your strengths? And I say strengths even though none of us are perfect. The things you can do, you break it down, you can focus, you can go slow, you can think about what you're doing. Are you ignoring some positives? If you allowed yourself to be more reasonable, allowed yourself to make some mistakes like everyone else, allowed yourself to not be perfect, to screw up from time to time, if you allowed yourself, you were more reasonable, more permissive, more understanding, what would be different? How is this negative automatic thought hurting you? How is it getting in your way? Are you giving yourself permission to learn and to grow? Integral part of learning is making mistakes. Mistakes are important for growth. They're necessary. We don't sit back when everything's going well and ask ourselves, how could I have done that differently? Well, we certainly do it when we make a mistake. What went wrong? How could I do it differently? Next time, what would I do? We evaluate, we learn, we grow. If you were to show yourself a little more compassion, a little more kindness, a little more optimism, what would that be like? Now, when you think about that situation, just summarize quietly in your mind's eye a different way, a more positive, optimistic way to think about it. Just as I'm quiet, just summarize a more optimistic, positive way to think about that situation, you, the future, the past, if it's relevant. And when you think about saying that to yourself in this situation the next time, saying it loudly, saying it repeatedly, non-stop, until it fits. At first it'll never feel perfect, it'll never feel ideal. But if you keep breathing, saying this positive, realistic, fact-based thing to yourself over and over again, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You actually are using the power of your mind to influence the outcome. If you believe you can do something, you'll be able to do it. If you tell yourself repeatedly you can do it, you'll do it. If instead you tell yourself a bunch of lies, anxious, automatic thoughts, it'll undermine your ability to do it. It doesn't matter who you are. If you had an internal voice screaming at you negative stuff, it's going to undermine your confidence. It's going to undermine your persistence, your belief in yourself. So when you think about this more realistic, positive, balanced way to think, how are you feeling now? Perhaps a little more optimistic, confident, inspired, perhaps stronger, secure, perhaps a little more compassionate for yourself, that you had this fear, doubt, or overwhelm. Perhaps a little happier, because you're feeling a little more optimistic and energized, a little more animated, excited about life, rather than afraid of everything. Perhaps a little more open and interested. So using these questions and other questions you come up with, you can change the outcome by changing your thinking. The thoughts are yours, so they're yours to change. Random, negative, automatic thoughts can come out of nowhere. They can bombard us all. But you choose whether you believe them, you choose whether you focus on them, and you can choose instead to focus on realistic, positive, calming thoughts. So just take a moment to again focus on your breath. Breathing nice and deep, deep and slow, in through your nose, out through your mouth. And each and every time you practice this exercise, it'll be different for you. Even if you focus on the same event, the experience will be different. What you get from it will be different. What you learn, what you experience will be different. And that's exactly as it's designed. So make a commitment to yourself to practice this exercise once a day, once every second day, either by following the recording or following along on the paper. But then put it into practice. Do the thing that you're imagining. Do the thing you're planning. Confidence comes from doing, from facing the feared items and conquering them. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.